This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Lawrence, LAWRENCE. Last name is Kritzer, KRITZER. Date of birth is 4/25/1956. Date of evaluation is 9/19/2029. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation. Of management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications, history present illness. This is a 67 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 9/16/2023 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient chart indicates past history of stroke, congestive heart failure, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, lumbar spinal stenosis. He presented to hospital with worsening of lower extremity pain and difficulty with ambulation. He has a neurosurgery appointment scheduled, and reports that he's scheduled for myelopathy. The patient reports that he has been taking Paxil for almost 5 years, and reports that Paxil was prescribed to him by a psychiatrist, Dr. Bernard Cole, C-O-L-E, who is deceased now. Patient reports that Paxil is working well for him. He reports that several years ago he was going through a rough time. Reports that he had lost his wife and he had to put his dog to sleep, and he was feeling severely depressed and had thoughts of discontinuing his Coumadine with the hope that he will die. Period reports that his nephew, who lived with him, called paramedics, and he was admitted to a hospital in Broward County in Florida. Period. He also reports that he is doing much better. Period. He enjoys seeing his two daughters. Reports that one of them is married, another one is getting married in June. Period. Patient reports that he had a stroke in 1998, and reports past history of open heart surgery and suffering from staph infection post surgery. Period. Patient also reports that his brother-in-law is also getting rehab at this facility. Patient talked about his nephew, who used to live him in Florida, died. The patient thinks that he might have died from mental health issues. Reports that his partner found him dead. Next, prior known history of alcohol, substance abuse, no history of psychosis, mania. Next paragraph, review of system general. Difficulty with ambulation, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next, prior past psychiatric history, prior patient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient treatment was helpful. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, possibly one. Prior history of suicide attempts, yes. Method of self-harm. Patient reports that he stopped taking Coumadin. Next paragraph. Prior history of aggression or violence? No. Next paragraph. Education, highest grade. 12th current occupation. Patient reports that he had office supply business. Relationship, current relationship, widowed, number of children, 2. Next, prior legal issue, prior difficulty of legal system, none. Next, prior medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Next, paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 98 over 63, pulse 55, respiration in 19. Next paragraph. General appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, more movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood euthymic, thought process intact, association normal, thought content, normal range of thought content. Next paragraph, perceptual disturbances, none, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory, recent, with a normal attention, concentration, with a normal language, with a normal form of knowledge, good, judgment and insight, good, MSC, sleep and appetite with the normal. Next paragraph, medications. Under current medications, Paxil 30 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild F32.0. Plans continue Paxil as prescribed, which he has taken for a long time with good response. May benefit from psychotherapy. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behavior and new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, order and procedure 99305. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative, risk benefit analysis are common side effects of SSRI. Next paragraph, risk benefits statement based on findings of my and my medical determination. The above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. End of dictation.